This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Rob, you know what? I know that our guest is on hold, but I want him to hear this question because I want him to ask his co-host, his producer, this question too. Let's say that all three parties are wrong. Who do you think will admit that they're wrong first? Me, the text line, or your wife? Which one do you think will admit that they're wrong first?
You won, text line, wife tied for second.
The text line ain't never been wrong, though. Come on now. Text line ain't never been wrong. Text line told us Sky Moore was going to be Julian Edelman. Nah, man, I'm not. No, text line, no. You tell me, give me an instance the time the text line admitted that they were off about something. No, I'm not letting the text line off this way. Text line 913-586-7610. Well, I'll let you think about it. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We are very happy to be joined by Casey Gisclair with ESPN 103 in New Orleans. Casey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine, fellas. And hey, look, to your topic that you just brought up, the text line is always right, boys. Come on, y'all know that.
100. The text line is always right, and the text line has done everything. It doesn't matter what it is. The text line has been to the moon, and they've also seen the Titanic before.
Absolutely, 100%. That is a great code to live by. Yes, sir.
All right, let's start with this. I was reading a story, and they were kind of going through possible trade candidates, and Marshawn Lattimore's name came up. Is he available? Are the Saints sellers right now?
So that's a really interesting question. New Orleans is 2-6, and you know, conventional wisdom would say with a 2-6 team that is one of the older rosters in the NFL, you would say, yeah, they would look to sell some of their veteran pieces, but that has gone against everything that Mickey Loomis has stood for, the general manager of the New Orleans Saints, in recent years. So I guess not to make a cop-out answer, we really don't know. Like, I think that, yes, he probably should be available, but New Orleans has never been in a position to be sellers. And even when they should have sold in years past, they have been reluctant to do so. So not all the way sure on that one. I will say this. He was being shopped in the offseason over the summer, and New Orleans couldn't find the compensation that they wanted. So we'll be keeping our eyes on that one for sure. It's a very interesting name, though, but it's a guy who can still play at a very, very high level.
What kind of compensation are the Saints looking for?
Reportedly, New Orleans was looking for something in that second to third round range. We're not getting anybody to kind of bite on that. Reportedly, the offers were closer to the fifth or sixth round range. Would they be willing to compromise, meet in the middle, you know, late third, early fourth? I don't know. Lattimore's a guy that the reason why he came up in trade discussions in New Orleans is just because the Saints have a logjam at defensive back. That is a place where they have some depth. Contract situation, he's due to get paid here pretty soon. So, you know, he's still a very productive player. If Kansas City or another contending team were able to get their hands on him, you'd be getting a guy who's a legitimate difference maker.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how much do you think he still has left in the tank? We don't really talk about him anymore as being one of those impact corners in the league, maybe not playing up to the contract anymore. I don't think he's going to be on this contract next season. Where's his play at? Is he still one of the top corners in the league?
When he's healthy, and that is the $1 million question that I just said, is that he's not always healthy. He has had some hamstring issues. But fortunately, this season, he has mostly been out there. And when he is out there, he has been playing hard, and he has been competing. I do think he's still a number one defensive back in this league. And should a Kansas City, should, you know, a Buffalo or whomever get their hands on him, I do think that they would be getting a guy who could make a difference maker down the stretch.
If you had to guess, would you guess that Marshon Lattimore is on the roster come this time Tuesday afternoon?
I will say yes, just because past experience tells me that New Orleans has never sold before under Mickey Loomis. And they are still of the belief here in the city, whether this is true or not. And a lot of fans don't think that this is the case. But a lot of the front office folks say they are struggling because of injuries, and they're not nearly as far away as the 2-6 record would think. So I will say yes, though if it were me personally in the decision-making room, I would sell off and I would start building towards the future.
That is Casey Gisclair joining us on the show. He's with ESPN 100.3 in New Orleans, telling us about Marshon Lattimore and could he be available as the Chiefs could be looking for some corner help. Casey, great stuff, man. I appreciate you.
Anytime, guys.
Absolutely. That is Casey from New Orleans. All right, let's head to the big city. Let's head to New York City to be joined by Ryan Dunleavy. He works with the New York Post, and we'll find out if Darius Slayton is available still. Ryan, how you doing, my man?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Before we start this, you and I have never talked before, but I want you to know that I feel for you because I have had the opportunity to watch Patrick Mahomes over the course of the last 5 years or so. You have had the opportunity to watch Daniel Jones, and I'm guessing you have had a lot of Monday nights like you just had yesterday.
I believe Daniel Jones is 1-15 in primetime games in his 6-year career. Don't feel too bad for me. I do get to go to the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl every year, so I feel like I see Patrick twice a year anyway, no matter what.
I mean, this is now a trivia question. Who was the one win on Monday Night Football with? Because that coach had to be fired and that quarterback had to be fired.
It's primetime in general, so Thursday, Sunday, Monday, and it was actually against the Commanders when both teams were 7-7 in 2022. They beat the Commanders, and that's what basically essentially punched the Giants' playoff ticket and kept the Commanders out in 2022. And yes, Ron Rivera was no longer the Commanders' coach, obviously.
Yeah, I'm also guessing then after that is probably when they made Snyder sell the team after. They're like, wait, you guys lost to Daniel Jones on primetime TV? You got to give up this team.
I think Daniel Jones, like, he's not in any regards a top quarterback. I think he gets way too much blame for what the Giants are. The Giants are not a very good team in any regard. Defense, offense, special teams, they haven't been coached well during his 6-year tenure. So he's not been very good, but he's only a part of the problem. And all the people who think he's the 32nd best quarterback need to watch more NFL games because he's not the worst.
All right, I want to get your take on Darius Slayton. The Giants are 2-6. I don't think they're going to win their division. I don't think they're going to make the postseason. A lot of Chiefs fans have kind of looked at Darius Slayton as being a possibility for Kansas City. Do you think he's available via a trade?
I do. Yeah, I think that we go through this every year with Darius Slayton because he is the model of consistency. He has led the Giants in receiving yards 4 of the last 5 years. They've had one of the worst passing offenses in the NFL during his tenure. So he gets about 45 to 50 receptions every year here, and he gets about 720 to 750 yards every year here. And that might not sound like a lot here, but when you look at the totality of the Giants' offense, that's pretty good. That's 1,000 yards in a more pass-efficient offense. So, yes, I do think he would be available. He's on the last year of his contract. He is very good friends with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is in all likelihood not going to be with the Giants. He'll get released in the offseason, so I don't see Slayton wanting to come back to play with a quarterback who isn't Jones here. He's already re-signed once with the Giants in free agency. He tried to hold out, didn't get much out of it in the spring. So I think Slayton's days with the Giants are numbered. I think he's a good player. I think he definitely would be available for kind of a mid to late day 3 pick, talking like round 5-6.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. How motivated do you think the Giants would be to eat some of the contract? I only asked that because that's kind of been the theme. The Titans ate some of the money for DeAndre Hopkins. Davante Adams eventually got moved. We saw Amari Cooper get a little bit of his contract, and we also saw Deontay Johnson. The Panthers gave up $3 million to trade Deontay Johnson to the Ravens. Do you think the Giants are willing to do something similar to get Slayton off the team and get a couple of draft picks for him?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, if you're talking multiple draft picks like they got for Kadarius Toney, Yeah, absolutely. They jump at that chance. They ate a lot of Leonard Williams' contract last year to send him to Seattle because they got a second and a fifth out of the Seahawks. I don't see them eating a lot of money if we're talking about a sixth or a seventh round pick. If you're telling me you're getting multiple picks, or you're telling me you're getting into the five range, they might eat some money, but they won't be anxious to move Slayton. He is an all-time good teammate. Like, he is beloved in the locker room, connects with everybody, media, teammates, coaches. He is as good a guy as I've been around in the NFL in my 6 years. So there's no like, oh, we got to. He might quit on the team. He's been through losing. He knows exactly how to play hard through hard times. He is very well liked around the Giants. So they won't be in any kind of rush to move him, but you know, business is business at the end of the day. He's not going to be on the team next year, and the Giants made a mistake last year not moving Saquon Barkley and Xavier McKinney and losing them in free agency to nothing, so they need to learn from that mistake.
If you had to look into your crystal ball, do you think that Darius Slayton is on the Giants next week?
I don't, because I think there's enough teams. You obviously, you're talking about the Chiefs, the Commanders, the 49ers, the Buccaneers. I think there's enough teams that need receivers out there, and I think Slayton's one of the better ones, and his reputation precedes him as being a good guy. Any contender could welcome him in, and he's a big play threat, and that's what teams are always looking for.
That is Ryan Dunleavy joining us on the show. Ryan, you know what? You really sold me on Darius Slayton in this conversation, man. I appreciate you hopping on today.
No problem. Thanks for having me, and for the sake of my quotes, let's keep him here because he fills up my notebook.
That is Ryan Dunleavy joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with the New York Post.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.